welcome along to this week's assist special for the Champions League league format conclusion, brought to you in conjunction with Free Super Tips. I'm Warren Ashurst, and joining me this week are Mark Langdon and James Milton to look ahead to what is going to be a bumper Wednesday of action. Let's just try and set the scene then in terms of what we can look forward to, because all of the matches will take place at the same time on Wednesday evening. Those teams finishing in the top eight will automatically progress to the last 16, where they will be seeded. They will await the winners of 8 two-legged knockout playoff ties, featuring the clubs ranked from 9th to 24th. And those finishing between 9th and 16th will be seeded and face a team placed 17th to 24th with the advantage of playing the second leg at home. The clubs 25th or lower are eliminated and they do not gain entry to the Europa League. We'll go through how the British teams are looking at the moment in a moment or so's time. But looking at the top eight in terms of the standings, guys, at the moment, Liverpool, of course, are topping the table and still unbeaten with that 100% record after a win over Lille last time. The rest of the top eight are made up by Barcelona, Arsenal, Inter Milan, Atletico Madrid, AC Milan, Atalanta and Bayer Leverkusen. Mark, we'll start with you in terms of looking at the top eight at the moment. Let's start with the top two, who were, I suppose, not necessarily completely at their best last time out, although it was a dramatic win for Barcelona in the last round.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Liverpool just cruising through at the moment, don't seem to be having, you know, any problems with fixture congestion, still fighting on forefront, top of the Champions League, top of the Premier League. You know, got a nice draw in the FA Cup. They've got a little bit of work to do in the League Cup, but absolutely, you know, flying and don't appear to be sort of showing any signs of tiredness or you know, the kind of injury problems that have beset other teams. Barcelona, it's much more chaotic, really, the way that they're doing it. I was in Barcelona last week, so I was in a pub watching their dramatic come-from-behind victory over Benfica that had just about everything that you would want from a game. I mean, whether you can defend the way that they do and win the Champions League, I'm not sure. But, you know, to score five goals is always a positive. That they were involved in probably two of the best games in the whole of this league phase. That Benfica match, which with a bit of recency bias, I admit, might be the pick of the bunch so far in terms of the league phase. But also when they played Bayern Munich, I thought that was, you know, just a fantastic watch as well. So I think a real positive for, you know, that Hansi Flick's in charge of a team like Barcelona and they're playing in the right way. But then, as you say, in terms of the odds, I mean, it looks like Arsenal and Inter are virtually there. And you know, if we believe the betting, Milan, Atletico, and Leverkusen should also make it through into that top eight. So the big kind of question mark could well be Atalanta, who go to Barcelona this week. They look the most vulnerable at the moment.
Let's just have a quick run through of what the outright betting looks like at the moment. Liverpool 4-1, Real Madrid and Arsenal and Barcelona all 6-1, Bayern Munich 9s, it's 10-1 Manchester City, 16-1 Inter Milan, 18-1 PSG, 20-1 Atletico and bigger the rest. Milt, is there anything that sort of catches your attention at the top of the betting there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously no one's writing off Real Madrid and Manchester City at this stage, despite their patchy league campaigns. I mean, you know, you look at this new format, it's almost been like the Premier League, where these kind of mid-ranking teams have been really competitive, and it's come as a bit of a shock to the big guns. But, you know, having said that, even if you end up in the playoff round, you know, it's not a disaster. We're kind of looking at the top eight and who can get in there. But, you know, it's not a disaster. And just the way the league table's shaping up as well, you know, there is still going to be luck of the draw wherever you end up. So, I think, you know, you can't write off the usual suspects at the moment. But as Mark said, I mean, Liverpool, I just think their kind of injury record this season, bearing in mind how many games they've played already, and they're in fantastic shape for this second half of the season. And yeah, no signs of dropping away, really. I think last season I wrote a column, quite a tedious column, to be fair, about how few teams actually won all six of their group games. You know, I think punters always think, oh, you know, Bayern Munich and Barcelona and Real will just breeze through. So for Liverpool to be 7 out of 7 here is really impressive. particularly given the quality of some of their opponents they faced.
You do yourself down, James. Never write anything tedious at all. Looking at where 9 to 24 stands then in terms of the teams who are battling it out, of course, to make it through to at least the playoffs. Villa currently ninth in the standings and on the same points as Monaco, Feyenoord, Lille and Brest, who are just below them in the standings. Then come Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Juventus, then Celtic, PSV, Club Brugge, Benfica, PSG, Sporting Lisbon and Stuttgart make up that middle bracket. I mean, Mark, there's some massive names. I mean, you look at that sort of list of probably, I would say, four teams all on 12 points. Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid and Juventus. I mean, you could make a case for one of those coming out of the pack and actually winning it.
Well, I mean, two of them were in the final last year, weren't they? Real Madrid and Borussia Dortmund. You know, Juventus, they lost, what, one game in Serie A this season. And Bayern Munich, as you was reading out the odds there, are among the front runners to win it. And you've not even mentioned PSG and Man City, who are currently sort of trailing even further behind that. So, I mean, Milks was quite dismissive of the playoff round and wasn't getting his sort of appetite whetted by some of the fixtures. If the draw works out one way, we could have some absolute belters in that sort of playoff round. The one thing I think it does show is that you do want to finish as high up as possible in terms of that 9 to 24. I mean, looking at the table and the games that they've got left, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich are almost certainly, I think, going to end up in that 9 to 16. So you want to be doing everything you can to avoid playing them. I mean, you definitely don't want to be playing Bayern Munich, in a playoff round. So a lot of pressure on a lot of teams this week. I must admit, I don't know how I'm going to keep up with a kind of ever-changing league table. It might just be a bit too much for me, really. But the one thing I was sort of slightly disappointed about was that there are so few teams in the mix to actually sneak in to the top 24. There's a breakaway, really, from sort of the team sort of further down that list, really, particularly if we expect Man City to beat Club Brugge, which I do. So the one that I possibly could sneak in. I don't think that sort of Milan have got an absolute gimme away to Dynamo Zagreb. So if Dynamo can win that game, then maybe that, you know, I don't know, they might be able to reel in one of them Portuguese teams or maybe Club Brugge. But I definitely think it's an advantage to finish 9th to 16th. So if you are having a bet and thinking, well, you know, these teams know that they're through, I would suggest that they'll all want them to be finishing no lower than 16th.
Yeah, just to confirm what Mark was alluding to there, Manchester City, Dynamo Zagreb and Shakhtar Donetsk are the only three teams from that bottom third of the table that can make their way into the playoffs in the next round. And at the moment, Manchester City would probably snap your hands off for that, the way that things have gone. This is a quick word on City before we look at the games individually, Milt. I mean, nobody would have suggested they'd be in this position at the start of the season.
No, I mean, it is remarkable. But, you know, I mean, that Premier League slump they had was remarkable as well. And you just kind of, even now you're looking back at their season and thinking, you know, how did they blow that 3-0 lead against Feyenoord? You know, last week, how, you know, 2-0 up at PSG. It just seemed to have been so many kind of freak results. And, you know, even the start of the Chelsea game at the weekend with the error from the debutants. And you know, it's just drama after drama for City. Having said that, we'll get on to their game against Club Brugge. You know, surely there can't be another twist for them. You think surely they're gonna sneak into the playoffs. And then, as Mark said, we'll be eagerly awaiting the draw.
Well, with things that how they've gone for Pep Guardiola's men this season, you wouldn't be surprised to see them 3-0 up against Bruges and throw it away at that stage. So we'll start off then with that game. All of the matches, just a reminder, kick off at 8 p.m. on Wednesday evening. And the Etihad is the venue for Manchester City against Club Bruges. In terms of the betting for that game, well, City, probably not surprisingly, a strong favourite at 2-11. It's 12-1 Bruges to win and 7-1 the draw. just to give you a bit of a run through of what City have to do. It's a very simple permutation for them. If they beat Club Brugge at home, they will go into the playoff round. If they fail to win, they will be eliminated, and that they cannot reach, of course, the last 16 automatically, which, Mark, will be a blow anyway. I mean, they want to go through, obviously, but to have to play extra games is certainly not ideal.
It's not ideal. I feel like, though, they'll just settle for being in that 24, given the mess they put themselves in. When you're reading out the outright prices there, and you sound like Man City at 10-1, there's still a part of me that just thinks, well, you know, what's to stop them having a really strong 2-3 months? You know, they're going to be focusing everything on the Champions League. Let's assume that they get through. You know, they'll finish in the top five. That's going to be enough for Champions League football next season. They become, I think, dangerous runners with the new signings that they've brought in. I was impressed with Mamouche against Chelsea. There's more directness to their play. If they get some of their injured players back as well, like, they're still a good side. I mean, they are a threat. Everybody else in that competition will be cheering on Club Brugge, because you don't want City to suddenly get on a roll in sort of the last few months of the season, being able to rotate. Let's just say Liverpool and Arsenal, it starts to get a bit tense at the top there. You know, they'll be playing big match after big match. City will be able to, you know, give a breather to De Bruyne, won't have to play Stones every week, that type of thing. You know, some of their injured players. So they do become a threat. I think in terms of this game, I was looking at City to win and over 3.5 goals. Club Brugge have been okay in this Champions League, and you know, they've got 8 points from their last four matches. That includes beating Sporting and Aston Villa. They drew with Juventus, and they sort of got a point against Celtic as well. So no mugs, play some very good, attractive football. I watched their game when they lost at San Siro, and they were down to 10 men in the first half of that game. And even against Dortmund, they got beat, I think it was 3-0 on match day one. It feels like so long ago. But they battered Dortmund for 70 minutes. So if City are kind of dozing around, then it could get a bit tricky for them. But there is a significant gap in quality between the two teams, and that should be played out at the Etihad.
Well, so we've seen with City before, Pep Guardiola likes to have a bit of a tinker in the Champions League and change even formation around sometimes. He's kind of being forced to do that at the moment because of the form.
Yeah, I mean, it can't afford to be tinkering too much, obviously. A must-win game. And, you know, Mark was mentioning City at 10-1. I mean, I think they went off at the biggest price for a home Premier League fixture in about 8 years against Chelsea. And obviously obliged there. So, you know, maybe punters will be encouraged by that and thinking, you know, that you're not going to see these kind of inflated odds about a side as historically strong as City again. But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, their defence is just so hard to trust, isn't it? Kept 4 clean sheets in the last 20 games. Those are against Nottingham Forest, Leicester, who hit the woodwork a couple of times, Salford and Ipswich. So, I'm along similar lines to Mark in this one. I like the look of a City win and both teams to score. Club Brugge, that draw with Juventus was the stalest of stalemates. I think there was one shot on target in the game. But just the context of this match means it should be far, far more open contest. And yeah, City to win and both teams to score.
City were evens to beat Chelsea earlier in the week in the Premier League. But as I say, this time around, strong favourites, of course, 2-11 to beat Club Brugge. Up next, it is the Battle of Britain. I've said that about 3 times, I think, this season, with how English and Scottish teams have come across each other in these competitions. And Aston Villa will play host to Celtic at Villa Park. At Villa at 8-15, the draw 7-2, and Celtic are 19-4. Just to sum up what both of these two teams need, Villa are guaranteed at least a playoff place. A win at home to Celtic would give them a good chance of finishing in the top eight, although they'd need one of the 5 teams above them to slip up. But also, 4 teams are only below Villa on goal difference, so a big win for one of those sides could overtake them in the standings. As for Celtic, they're only 1 point behind Villa, so they could conceivably finish in the top eight, but they would need to win and for plenty of other results to go their way as well. Milts, we'll start with you with this one. I mean, you know, Celtic have probably surprised a few people in this year's competition, and they're arguably facing Villa at not a bad time.
Yeah, it's a tricky one for Villa. I mean, they're obviously hot favourites to win it, and still kind of 4-7, I think, to make the top eight. I just feel they've made a little bit of a mess of this. When you think they took 9 points from their first three games, beating Bayern Munich, just got a little bit sloppy in the away defeats at Club Brugge and Monaco. I'm tentatively going to tip Villa to win 2-0. I was also a bit concerned about their second half display against West Ham. I just think Celtic, really, really competitive at home in Europe. Their away record is dismal. They've had 5 shots on target in 3 away games. Only 1 goal, that was scored by Daizen Maeda, who's suspended for this game. So I think, despite my doubts about Villa, I think they should be able to nick a low-scoring win. Whether that will be enough, as you mentioned, with kind of goal difference permutations and, I don't know, the Duckworth-Lewis method probably coming into play as well. Whether that will be enough to see them into the top eight, we shall have to see.
I mean, Mark, you would have said at the start of the Champions League that Villa finishing in that middle section would have been a pretty decent achievement, but the way that they started the competition, now to not finish in that top eight would be a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, I think so, but it's a marathon, not a sprint, isn't it, this Champions League campaign? So, you just have to take, I'll go into cliche mode here, and take each game as it comes. I think they would have settled for this position going into it. If they beat, their odds on to finish in the top eight. If they beat Celtic, they will expect probably Atalanta not to get the result they need at Barcelona. I've already mentioned that I don't think Milan have got a gimme in Croatia either. So, I think Unai Emery will be sort of telling the team, win and you're in, and sort of that's the way they'll be approaching it. I think the problem that they've got is just injuries at key areas, particularly at centre-half. Mings went off, against West Ham. You're then left with, Konsa and one other, the way it's going in those centre-back positions. And I think that actually Villa looked tighter when he's played right back as well. So, Unai Emery's got a bit of work to do there. And that's why I'm actually going to disagree with James here and go for both teams to score as my bet in this one. I think Villa, they look leggy the way they finished that game against West Ham. If there was to be a winner late on, it looked like it was going to be the Hammers. Celtic had a free weekend because of the storm had caused the postponement for their game. And I think they'll be obliged to attack. They're a bit of a free hit for them now. I think they tightened up after the humiliation of the defeat in Dortmund away from home. But this will be different, sort of using that cross-border form. I mean, Rangers did score against Manchester United and Tottenham, and Celtic are a fair bit better than Rangers. So, yeah, both teams to score for me.
OK, well, up next, it's PSV against Liverpool, and I'm pleased to say that I don't really need to go into much detail in terms of the quandary that Liverpool may or may not have, because they, of course, are already through, having had a 100% record in the competition so far. But, Mark, PSV have thrown up a couple of interesting results along the way as well.
Yeah, I like PSV. I think they're a good side. Whenever I've watched them, they've been sort of dominant in their games, haven't always got what they've deserved out of some of them. But, in terms of the Eredivisie over the last couple of seasons, like, they've been putting up some crazy numbers, albeit that the Eredivisie does throw up some quite bonkers sort of wide margin and high scoring games. You're never quite sure how that translates to sort of elite football. I mean, just ask Manchester United, who seem to have done a fair bit of shopping in the Eredivisie over the last couple of years, and hasn't quite worked out for them. So I was sort of expecting PSV to be where they are in the table. And, I think they're a good side. Ordinarily, you'd fancy Liverpool to beat them, but I can't see Liverpool being fully focused on this game. I'm going to go for PSV to win. It's a big game. I think it's a big deal for Liverpool to be in Eindhoven. So I think that suits, the fact that PSV, I think, will be all out to win the game. And I'm looking at Liverpool. They've got a tricky game at Bournemouth at the weekend. Then they've got FA Cup, League Cup, and the rearranged Merseyside derby to come as well. I mean, Arne Slot, I don't see him picking a full-strength team. And if they take a few liberties like they did in that League Cup semi-final against Spurs, it wasn't quite a full-strength team for that game, was it? The focus wasn't on it. They lost that one. And, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if their winning run came to an end here in the Champions League.
Yeah, Liverpool have around about 7 or 8 games to play in the month of February. They are 5-4 to win this game. PSV 2-1, and it's 27-10 the draw. Are you thinking along the same lines here, Milts?
Yeah, certainly we'd be swerving Liverpool at those odds. I've been saying it for the last couple of podcasts that Liverpool don't need to win, and then they just do win. So, but this one, yeah, I mean, you know, I think over 3.5 goals is quite a tempting bet here. It's copped in PSV's last 5 games, 3 of their last 4 Champions League matches, and you know, Liverpool, even if Slot makes changes, have got plenty of attacking depth in the squad. So I take what Mark's saying. I don't think Liverpool are going to be going out all guns blazing, but I think they should still get chances. Just looking at PSV's last 2 wins against Red Star Belgrade and NAC Breda, they gave up 41 shots in those games. Admittedly, had the magnificently named Ryan Flamingo sent off in the win against Red Star. But you know, their style of play is open, and Liverpool will get chances, whatever 11 they send out. So yeah, over 3.5 goals for me.
Okay, and last but not least, Girona against Arsenal to look forward to. Arsenal all but in the last 16. They sit 3 points clear of the playoffs with a much better goal difference than any team that is currently on 13 points. I suppose it's been a bit of a strange league format for Arsenal. Nothing really kind of stands out as an amazing performance, but they've been pretty much like they've been in the Premier League, pretty solid and pretty comfortable on their way through.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, kind of defensively, particularly, you know, where their Premier League challenge has been undermined by kind of a bit of ill discipline and some moments that have gone against them. It has been plain sailing, really, for them in the Champions League. You know, they lost at Inter, but that was down to a penalty. And yeah, plenty of clean sheets. I'm not hugely excited by this fixture, I must admit, given that Arsenal, as you say, a pretty much guaranteed top 8, and Girona have been really disappointing. Obviously, their squad was picked apart in the summer after last season's success. Mm-hmm. I think under 2.5 goals at odds against could be the way to go here. Yeah, Arsenal had that tough game at Wolves at the weekend, played the whole second half with 10 men. Not going to get into the red card decision because we'll be here for another hour or two. But you know, still struggling to score goals. So yeah, I think this could be a quiet end to a successful league campaign for Arsenal.
We should really spare a thought, as you suggested there, James, for Girona, who have got 3 points from 7 games, having been absolutely blitzed in the transfer market over the summer with their big name players. Girona are 15-4 to win this game against the Gunners. Arsenal 4-6 and the draw 31-10. A little bit like Liverpool, Mark, would you expect Arsenal to make several changes?
I would expect them to be certainly not fully focused on this game. I mean, why would you be? They're a bigger fish to fry. They've got the small matter of Man City, haven't they, next? So you would expect Mikel Arteta to make changes. I think it's possible to back Arsenal to make the sort of top 8, but I mean, some computer permutations have got them at 100% already through, so it must be like 99.99. Mikel Arteta, I saw the interviewer last week sort of said, "I know you're not a mathematician," to which Arteta sort of stopped him and said, "How do you know?" So I think Arteta fancies his maths, and if he does his sums right here, this game doesn't matter. I'm going to go for the draw in this game. Arsenal, I'm not sure what sort of team it will. I expect it to be a mix and match side. And Girona, it's a sort of Premier League rejects 11, isn't it? With Gazzaniga, Daley Blind, they've got Van der Beek, Brian Hill, Dan Juma, all in their squad. I did say Gazzaniga and Blind went off injured in the 2-1 defeat to Rayo Vallecano at the weekend, or certainly went off anyway, and didn't come out for the second half. So, I mean, this is not a great game. I will say 18 matches to choose from. I won't be watching this one.
Yeah, I'm not sure many will be, other than those of an Arsenal persuasion, maybe. I wonder whether Mikel Arteta got an A star for his maths GCSE.
If he didn't, Warren, If he didn't, he would have resit it, because he is a bit of an obsessive, isn't he? He would have made sure he got the best that he could possibly get.
Well, that covers all of the British teams then in action on Wednesday evening. Up next, it's the Match in Focus.
Do you want football free bets? All the best offers from your favourite bookmakers can be found in one place. Check out racingpost.com/free-bets to find out more. Racing Post, stay ahead of the field.
So this week's Match in Focus is the game between Stuttgart and PSG. Potentially at the start of the tournament, you wouldn't have thought that this would be a standout fixture for the final round of matches, but these two teams just about holding on to a playoff spot at the moment. Stuttgart 24th with 10 points, PSG on the same total, two places above them. In terms of the betting for this game, Stuttgart 9-4, 9-5 PSG, and it's 31-20 the draw. Mark, a draw suits both teams. Are we going to get an Austria versus Germany scenario this time around?
Yeah, there's potential here, isn't there, for a stitch up. I always think with these type of things, really, that if it's a draw after 65, 70 minutes, then you're not going to see either team pushing that hard. Sort of in my previous experience of sort of this type of game, the first sort of 45, 60 minutes is played fairly normally, I would say. So I wouldn't say that there'll definitely be a carve up, but as the game goes on, if it's a draw, then you will see the that price really shortening up. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in sort of PSG's position where you kind of draw in 0-0 and then you know if you concede a goal, you're out. And you don't want to be going into the last 10 minutes playing like that. I think Luis Enrique is a fairly attack-minded coach. I'm going to go for PSG, draw no bet, because I think you'd want your money back if it does finish in a draw. But PSG played really well against Manchester City last week. Barcola was outstanding on the left-hand side. And they look to me to be a team that is getting better as this season goes on. There was obviously the Mbappe-sized hole that was left in the team and the squad, and just like lacked a bit of, I suppose, star quality, didn't they, at some stages. The younger players are coming through quite nicely now. And Stuttgart, if you have a look, two of their three wins in the Champions League were against Young Boys and Slovan Bratislava, two of the worst teams in the competition. And then when they beat Juventus, Juve had a defensive crisis at the time. I remember putting Stuttgart up for that game because of the amount of players Juve had out. So actually, when they've sort of been at, against the better teams that have had a strong squad, they haven't really done it, Stuttgart. So, yeah, I think PSG, it'd be funny if they did crash out, but I think that they'll qualify, possibly with a draw, hopefully with a win.
Milton, I know Manchester City have had their issues this season, but that win last week for PSG, it might well have got a couple of people, a couple of teams at least, sitting up and taking note.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the nature of that performance. And even in recent games when they maybe hadn't got the results in Europe, you know, they lost to Atletico Madrid, had 22 shots to Atletico's 4. They hammered Salzburg, 8 shots on target, 1-3-0. Had Usman Dembele was sent off against Bayern Munich and they lost that 1-1-0. So they've been, we said at the start, they had a brutal draw and they've been some kind of tight defeats and fine margins. But yeah, I certainly didn't see that performance coming against City, and they should be really, really buoyed by that. From a betting perspective, I really like the look of Dembele in the goal scorer markets. He scored 6 goals in his last 4 league games, and you saw the impact he had against City. Scored, hit the crossbar, had another one ruled out for offside, and he's racked up some ridiculous shot stats in the Champions League. Had 8 efforts against Girona, 6 against PSV, 5 in 56 minutes against Bayern before being sent off. And I think he could be a real threat to Stuttgart, who, as Mark said, a fairly limited outfit, I think, at this level.
OK, well, that is one of the big games then, of course, on Wednesday evening, which I'm sure will be entertaining quite a few people who will be watching keenly for Stuttgart against PSG. We're going to turn our attentions now to our best bets for this final round of the league format in the Champions League. And we'll start with the assist treble. And Mark, we'll start with your selection first.
Yeah, I'm going for Real Madrid to win away at Brest, although I say away at Brest, they actually have to play at Gangon because their stadium isn't up to sort of Champions League requirements. They've done fantastically well, the sort of really small French club, but I think this will be a game too far for them. Real Madrid, round about 2-5. I think they'll be really keen to win to make sure they finish between 9th and 16th. And the key for them has been the form of Kylian Mbappe. 8 goals in his last 5 games. Him and Vinicius seem to be working it out now. It was a settling in period. But yeah, I expect them to get the job done fairly comfortably as well.
Okay, Miltu, who are you going with for your assist selection?
I'm going both teams to score in Manchester City against Club Bruges. I just can't have City keeping a clean sheet in this one. Yeah, the dynamic of this game, City need to win. Club Bruges need a point to make sure of a place in the playoffs. I think there are going to be chances at both ends. Club Bruges actually come into this game having lost only one of their last 25. And that was when they were down to 10 men in Milan. So they're a confident side, and I think they can land a blow on that creaky City defence.
Okay, so Real Madrid and then both teams to score with Manchester City against Club Bruges. And I'm going to wrap up the assist with Inter Milan to beat Monaco. I know Inter are almost pretty much certain of qualifying in that top echelons, of course, of the Champions League. But I've been really impressed with what I've seen of them this season. Really impressed with how they performed at Manchester City early in the tournament. And recently as well, they have been known, of course, for defensive strength more than anything, but they bagged quite a number of goals of late, including a 4-0 win at Lecce in Serie A at the weekend. They've lost just one of their last 11 in all competitions. Monaco, although they've been pressed at stages during this Champions League, they're not in a great run of form at the moment. They've won just 3 of 10 in all competitions as well. And I just think Inter will be too strong at the San Siro. And we'll conclude this week's assist special of the Champions League with the naps from James and from Mark. And James, we'll start with your nap first.
Yeah, I'm going for Bologna or draw double chance at Sporting. Now, Bologna can't qualify, but they're certainly improving after a really tough start to the season. Beat Borussia Dortmund 2-1 on match day 7. And in all competitions, they've lost only one of their last 8 away from home. That includes draws at Juventus and Inter. 0-0 at Benfica in the Champions League. And Sporting are under pressure, 2 points clear of City, but they're going to be feeling the heat. And they've lost their last 3 Champions League games, including a defeat to Leipzig, who were already eliminated last time out.
Yeah, on to the third manager of the season, Sporting as well. Finally, Mark, who's your nap for this week?
Yeah, it's Lille versus Feyenoord. I'm going for both teams to score in the game. They're both capable, actually, of sneaking into the top 8 if results go their way. They need a fair bit to go their way, but the fact that they need to win, I can see that really lending itself to being an exciting game. Lille's only clean sheet in the Champions League, bizarrely, came against Real Madrid. And final 7 games so far have produced 32 goals, including getting beat 4-0 by Leverkusen, 3-1 by Salzburg, but then they beat Bayern 3-0 at home and drew 3-3 at City. So, I was saying earlier on about how the Eredivisie is absolutely chaotic, and Feyenoord are kind of living up to that as well. And just finally, I did see that Lille's midfielder, Andre Gomes, was being linked with Tottenham last week. I'm not sure if he's going to want to swap the Champions League for the Championship, but you never know.
Well, I'm not going to comment. Thanks very much indeed to Mark and to James for their efforts throughout the whole of this league format of the Champions League. It promises to be a thrilling final day of action on Wednesday. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment to our YouTube channel. And if you like a golf, then make sure that you join Steve Palmer every Tuesday for the Sweet Spot. We'll be back with another assist on Thursday, looking ahead to the Premier League and EFL action this coming weekend. But in the meantime, enjoy your European football and please remember to gamble responsibly.